Elmert Holt in?
Elmert Holt?
Yes.
Who's calling, please?
Mr. John.
Mr. John?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Mr. John, the...
on the line. You want me to take a phone number and give me a call back?
No. Is there a way I can wait on hold or call back in a few minutes?
All right. You want to hold on?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Elmer, may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a CAD report, a public information request I ordered from you guys. And it's not the CAD report that I had and talked to a dispatcher. It's been altered. And I want to know, are you the one that sent that out in the mail to John Doe at 12832 Post
Yes.
Road?
Yes, sir.
You're the one that sent that out, and you're the one that overlooked that, sir, because you are altering these CAD reports. This is not what the CAD report said, sir. And I want to make sure that you know you're going to be sued for altering these CAD reports, for malicious prosecution, conspiring to hold exculpatory evidence, sir. And if you can, I'm going to order subpoena to the courthouse, to the Pasco County Courthouse. And if it's altered, the ones that you gave me, it's the same thing. I have more evidence for you guys. But the more you guys alter these things, the more evidence I have towards you. So just remember that, and I want you to be aware of that. And if you have the evidence of this CAD report, sir, why don't you read over the phone of what you have on the computer right now? And again, it'll be different. Could you do that? I would like a public information request, sir. Could you take this CAD report out?
I assure you, I altered nothing.
Whoever altered it, okay? Because it's not the same, sir. It's for a fact.
Can I ask you a question? But by altering, are you referring to...
I'm not even going to tell you how. I don't want to give you any guys... It seems like I give you too much information.
Let me finish my question, please. By altering it, are you saying that the areas that I blacked out?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's the only changes I made. And
well, the wording's already different from what I was read. Word for word, the narrative. The times on one of the things is different. So I know it's altered, sir. I know for a fact it's altered.
And the
order that it's in is altered, sir. I'm not an idiot, and you guys think I am, and I'm going to let you know you're going to be sued, and your name is on this. And this is you. I'm going to sue you for conspiring to maliciously prosecute me and hold exculpatory evidence. So, may you go on your computer right now, read what you have again? I would like to see what this CAD report says again, sir.
Sir, it's not going to be any different.
I get it, though. Why can't you check? I'm curious to know. What now? What's going to change?
Nothing's going to change.
So why don't you read it for me again?
Sure. If you want to hold on, I'll bring it up. Hello, sir?
Yes?
Please be patient. We're bringing it up.
You're trying to find the piece of paper that you copied and made to me? Because I'll tell you right now.
No, sir.
And what is, I know for a fact, so I'm not going to play here and argue with you, but what are the...
I have the paper sitting here in front of me. I'm not...
What is the EMS report?
We don't have the EMS reports here.
Who would have the EMS report?
That would be fire rescue.
And they have them?
Yeah.
And is that public information or is that personal information on that?
Well, we can't release anything that falls under the HIPAA guidelines. Which...
Oh, no, I already know you're violating HIPAA guidelines. I already know on this last CAD report, the unknown injuries was after 219. So I know you guys are looking at the CAD, my personal information, changing the times of the unknown injuries. The ambulance were there, and there were unknown injuries, so now you're making it before the ambulance were there, so I already know that was changed. I already know that a car flipped into the woods. It wasn't flipped. It was, what was it called? Possible rollover, so that was changed. So you guys are idiots, and I'm just letting you know. I'm letting you know everything I have. I already got you guys, and I will get HIPAA. And your HIPAA is going to be coming after the hospital for FDLE, the hospital for fire rescue, the hospital now for Pasco County, and this is malicious cause. It's malicious. But the HIPAA violation, so that's up to $250,000 plus 10 years, or both. So this is already done.
Okay, sir, I have the call up. Would you like me to read it to you?
Yes, please.
This is Engine 10, risk of 10 on scene, one vehicle in woods, heavy damage. Per Engine 10, electrical pole down, requesting wrecker. With the Lacoochee notified. Unknown injuries. Following units page.
Nope. You already to take them out of order. I already got it. See? But you are changing them already.
Yep.
The unknown injuries should be at the last time, sir. And it's after 218. So I already know you guys are going through this, my fire rescue report or patient care report.
I'm not going through your patient care report.
No. You already had it. I already know the prosecution is with you, and you're changing the times already. I told you I already have it, but I just want to confirm that you still are keeping it like this. So you, I'm personally letting HIPAA and the freaking Pasco County prosecution, when I sue you guys, you're going to, your name, any name, let them all know this. Any names who I have, Ciccarella, any names I'm going after, just for the hell of it. So just to let you know, I want you to be aware, so you can come up with good excuses at the time, okay, sir? That's all I'm going to let you know, all right? I'm leaving. I'm hanging up the phone. Is that okay?
That's up to you, sir.
All right. Have a good one.